On Culture File All this week, we've got our eyes fixed on the New Music Dublin Festival, which begins on Thursday, with every flavour of sounds from electro takes on traditional to brand new orchestral music. And it's with the former we start, with composer and harpist Una Monaghan, whose work grows from traditional music but is never quite contained by it. For her new suite, Aenorox, she puts herself, her laptop and the computer music programme Max MSP between the audience and instruments such as the fiddle, the ill and pipes, the concertina, or, as we'll hear in a moment, the piano. All the better to pose some of the questions at the heart of the music.
What it means to go to another tradition and how that feels when that space is interrupted, how that feels later on, and what the legacy of taking over other traditions or borrowing from other traditions, and what does that mean about how the music is today.
My name is Una Monaghan. I am presenting a suite of pieces called Aenorocht at the Concert Hall as part of New Music Dublin. And I play harp and concertina. I work with harp and electronics, and I write for instruments and electronics.
I've just sort of come to realise how much of a pain it is when you write for piano, because it has knock-on effects then on the piano that you have to hire and where that piano is actually situated. So part of the concept of this Aenorocht, the whole suite of music, really was about people performing on their own. And so I've got six pieces, and I wanted everyone to be in a different location. But as soon as you get a piano involved, it's not just as easy as walking to another bit of the room. So I've already encountered that issue, and they're saying, yeah, we can get you an upright if you want it over there. And I'm saying, well, I don't mind in terms of the sound, but in terms of hanging these speakers from the lid of it, that's not really going to work with an upright.
If we follow the wires out of the piano, they go down here to a big black box on the ground, and then a couple of laptops and something with an Extinction Rebellion sticker on it, I think.
Yeah, I picked that up when I was over in Scotland. So there's a mic on the piano as well, and that's how the performer controls when these sounds will come out. The black box is just an amplifier to power the speakers. The mic signals from the piano go into an audio interface into a max patch here. So a patch is really like a page. Just a page on the computer screen. If you think of a word processor, you start with an empty page and you start typing. And so a patch is just the word for that in Max MSP. It's your open blank page that you start on.
For people who aren't even musicians, what does that do for you?
It's kind of like a Lego box to make sounds. So it's a visual programming language. You start out with a blank page and you add your building blocks. And so some of the more common ones that I use might be a method of getting microphones in, so you can take live audio signals to be processed. You might use different toggle buttons to have things come on and off. That might be controlled by sensors that the performer has. It's just really a way of, when I've come up with a piece or come up with behavior that I want the computer to do, how I actually tell it to do that and when.
Just describe how this works for the piano.
So what's happening there is you're just manually plucking the strings, but the sound we're hearing is not just the sound of the strings being manually plucked.
No. Playing the piano sends a message to the computer via the microphone on it, and that then causes the other sounds to come from the speakers. So this piece for piano will be played by Salogne Canavan, and she's a piano singer and a brilliant pianist as well.
So this is one of a suite of pieces which we're going to hear over the week.
Yeah, they'll all be performed on the one night. And it came from the idea that I was performing with harp and electronics, and eventually I thought, well, how can I write for other instruments? But if you're working with traditional music, then the instrument that you're writing for is really not separated from the person playing it. So all of these pieces have been developed with not just the traditional instrument, but the person that I knew was going to play it in mind. There's all this information around the tune, and that might be pertinent to the tradition as a whole, or it might be coming from that person's own personal experience of the piece. For a start, I'm interested in how we can send that information out sonically. An example is the harp piece, the chinwag. That came about from a conversation I was overhearing, really, in a house in Donegal between three elderly women who were friends.
I was there in the conversation. I was having tea with them, but I was completely surplus to requirements. You know, they were having their own conversation. But within that, there was the figures of speech were amazing because they were from a different generation to me. The accents were brilliant. The things that they were talking about were also not necessarily going to be around in a while. So they were discussing wake traditions. And I just thought, this is a piece, these people speaking. So I was able to record that and have edited snippets of that conversation come out while I play harp. To me, to combine that with harp music is a way of enriching that harp music with voice, with stories. And the thing it does then is that an audience member hearing a half a sentence from that will finish the sentence with their own life experience. And that, to me, is what you're aiming for every audience member to have a slightly different experience and for them to have parts of their own life complete the artwork. I just really enjoy presenting audiences and everyone with several different art forms at once, because you don't know what connections people will make. Just anything that enriches the experience for me, be that lighting, visual art, poetry. So I just think the more the merrier, and you know, the more enrichment, you know, give people more things to look at and hear and not overload. But if you give them more points, there's more combinations of connections that you can draw between. And I think that's lovely.
Una Monaghan there, and she'll be premiering Éireacht this coming Thursday 27th. We'll be back tomorrow with the musicians behind the Diatribe record label, who are launching a rake of new albums for New Music Dublin 2020.